This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side. Thanks for staying with us as we are growing, learning, being a part of the conversation. You need to do that because part of this world, the real side world, is you. You need to go to the chat rooms. I want you to go to the to Facebook Live. Pay attention. Get involved with the issues. You're the one that's going to have to take this information, communicate to your friends and family, and listen, don't be a jerk. I mean, I guess there's other ways of putting it, and I've been there. I've been the one that you try to yell at people, you try to push the information down their throat, and you wonder why you're not invited to the next party. Just saying. Just saying. Guacamole's better when you're smiling. And I prefer to be the guy who's listened to, respected, and I want you to as well. I want you to be the one who sits there and says, you know, this is an interesting conversation. Tell me why you believe that. Tell me more about it. Because for a lot of people, they forget the fact that the information about understanding, really, about understanding two or three conversations can all of a sudden change. There is a lot of misinformation that goes through. There's a lot of organizations that work together when they knowingly or unknowingly. CNN and RT, Russian television. That's not a, it's not an accident. I wouldn't say that there are Russian activists inside of CNN, but they both dislike President Trump. There's nothing wrong with one of them using the information and then turning around and using it, and then the other, and then they basically quote each other's source, and before you know it, they're on the same side of the argument. They did that with Estonia. Simple. Estonia is a small country. They, when I say they dislike Russians, I've been there, folks. They hate Russians. I don't like using that word. They hate what Russia did, what the Soviet Union, what the KGB did to that little country was unheard of. Unheard of. And Estonia has cleaved to the United States as a friend. So what does Russia do? Oh, they start throwing in little misinformation, little fake news, trying to undermine little Estonia, trying to make them look bad, trying to make them, oh, well, they're not really. It's like that girl in high school. She just whispers in your ear, you know what Susie said about you? Well, I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not supposed to tell, but let me tell you. It's exactly what Russia does. CNN, BSNBC, they do the same thing. There is no difference. Right now, they're all on the same side of the conversation. If anybody else was to have a conversation about tariffs, before you yawn and go to sleep and hit the button, let me make it very simple. What is a tariff? Imagine for a minute you own a store. We'll call it Arif Mart. It's a big store. It's a good name. I'd use it. Arif Mart. And your Arif Mart store is a pretty big store. Lots of business, lots of things. And listen, Joe comes in and he's been the owner of Arif Mart. Joe is the president, President Obama, and others. And they have allowed, over the years, they have allowed the employees to steal from the back door. Listen, the store makes $1 million a month, and these employees are stealing $1,000. Right? These four employees, they're stealing $1,000 every month. And Joe never minded. He said, hey, listen, these poor people are socially underserved. These poor people are socially, underprivileged. And the only reason they're stealing is to feed their families. Jack Daniels and other alcoholic drinks. But that's okay. They're not stealing bread and meat. But you say, hey, I'm president, President Obama. Well, the new president comes along and says, okay, I now own Aerofmart. And he says, oh, whoa, whoa. You guys are stealing out the back door, called China, called the European Union, called Canada. You guys have been stealing out the back door $1,000 a month each. I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to only let you steal $300 a month. That's exactly right. I'm going to let you steal $300 a month because you're no longer a poor, indigent person. You are making very good money. You have a house that has gone up in value. You have a dual-income family. You're driving a new car. Why are you still stealing again? This isn't food, shelter, clothing. You're stealing alcohol. You're stealing things that are not necessities of life. You see, a lot of the countries said, United States, it's an unfair advantage. You have an amazing infrastructure, especially after World War II. You understand, there weren't bombs dropped in the United States. There was a few, but not enough to make a difference. And Europe was decimated. So the United States says, I'll tell you what. We've got this thing called the Marshall Plan. We're going to let you build factories. We're going to give you money so that you can turn around and give it back to our steel companies. We're going to give you money so that you can buy our automobiles and our machines so that you can rebuild your country, and then we will buy the stuff back from you. And we're going to do it at a discount because our stuff is going to cost more money. You see, the United States did that to get Europe back on its feet because Germany, that is a healthy, strong economic Germany, is better than a poor Depression Germany. A healthy, strong China is better than a poor, depression-ridden China. So we allowed them to steal out the back door. And we said, look, we're a big store. We're a big store. We can afford $1,000. Nobody just look, after 6 p.m., between 6 and 7 p.m., just lock the back door. Lock the back door. Nobody will know. You guys pull up your pickup truck, load it up, and drive away. And all of a sudden, the president says, listen, you guys can't be stealing anymore from us. President Trump says, Canada, 300%. Do you realize a gallon of milk from the United States was more than $11 a gallon? $11 a gallon. If the farmers from Michigan or Wisconsin wanted to walk in and sell their milk over the border, they couldn't do it. Because are you going to spend $11 a gallon? Wait till you find out what the Canadians were doing right here in the United States when we come back. The Real Side, I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with me. Joe Messina's Real Side. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
Welcome to the real side. Love this song. You know, a lot of you folks here, when you listen to Joe Messina here on The Real Side, you understand a couple of things. Number one that we appreciate is his thoroughness. Appreciate his ability to get the information out. That's what the chat rooms are all about. That's why you're going to Facebook. That's why you're going to Twitter, to really get that communication going. Because if you don't, there is nobody else that will have a common sense discussion. There is nobody else that will talk about tariffs. When it's on the news, oh, tariffs are bad. If President Trump says, I'm going to drive a car, cars are bad. Every time you turn around, something is bad because he said it or he did it. When you don't understand what the topics of the day are, you tend to react instead of act. So let's understand. When countries do not want to import something from the United States, they will tax it. By taxing it, it means it's more expensive. So you can have your own industry, your own farmers or factories, manufacturers, giving them a chance to get better, to be more efficient, to get better equipment. And when you do something like that, when you put up a barrier, then the other country doesn't get to sell its goods. So you can understand why India has huge tariffs. Huge. Try to sell something to India that they make or that they're trying to make. Very difficult. They'll tax the daylights out of it. We have friends and family that live in Lebanon. My dad's side of the family. He left Lebanon when he was 17. Went to Africa. It was in Africa, West Africa to be exact, for about 10 years. And then came to the United States. From 4.5 weeks, met my mom. Hello? To I do. Last week they celebrated 54 years. 54 years married after knowing each other about 4.5 weeks. August 31st, mom's birthday. Her 18th birthday was their first date. Isn't that cute? I think it's cute. I asked mom, I go, how did you even know? How did you know? So, well, pretty simple. Women just know. I'm like, oh, great. I can never work that out. Women just know. I love the fact that when you look over the conversation about ideas and world politics, domestic politics, things that are happening here, sometimes you just know. Sometimes that gut instinct. Why is it that most women don't believe Dr. Ford's account? I'm not saying she wasn't attacked. My gosh, what a horrific thing to go through. But most women that I know look at her and say, she's not telling the truth. Men are afraid. They'll say, oh, yeah, yeah. She says it's dark outside. I don't even have to look. I'm just going to say it is. Why? Because I like a happy life, happy wife, because nothing rhymes with husband. Simple. Simple enough. Whatever she says, it works. I'll take it. And women are going, no, 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 no. Back up. You see, I think you have a gut instinct. You think President Trump is for the United States. You don't have to like him. He's not running for, oh, I want to be liked. That was President Obama. We tried that. We did the whole hope and change. You said, but what's the plan? Hope and change. But what does that mean? Hope and change. But what are we going to do? We're hoping and we're changing. Hoping and we're changing. Nobody ever asked, what are we changing? Everybody thought a biracial president coming in and having a conversation must be correct. And heaven forbid you should criticize him, because the moment you did, you were called a racist. So you back off. So Hillary runs. The moment you criticize her, you don't like women. So people back off. When you have a conversation about the facts, listen, if you're a jerk because you think somebody is bad or good or better or worse because of the skin color, then listen, you're a jerk. We know that, right? But I had Dr. Alveda King on one of my shows, Dr. King. I think she's even been here with Joe Messina. I met her through Joe Messina, in fact. And she said, I brought up to her, I said, you know, isn't it interesting that Harvard has an all-black graduation? That universities across the country have all-black dorms? Folks, that was called segregation. Do you not understand that Martin Luther King marched, that men and women died, both white and black, were imprisoned? Because that was the wrong idea? Because that was not the way things were supposed to go? And somehow, the progressive left, the wealthy of the group, the George Soros of the world, the open society of the world, have created this thing to make you feel guilty if you question it. You say, but wait a second, isn't that segregation? You must be racist. A most disgusting thing to ever be, one of them anyway, a racist, was thrown around and misused to where the value of it is so somebody opens their mouth, calls you a racist, you're like, And now all of a sudden they're doing the same thing with women. Oh, you're a sexist. But because the common sense part of you says, you know, my gut instinct says something's wrong here. I don't know what it is. I don't. I can't judge that. But just because somebody that kind of maybe sort of knew you or knew you really well or kind of thinks they know you or saw you 30 years ago can say things about you, and that is it. You are done. Your career is over. And then you fight back. What do you do? Right? He had an interview on Fox News with Martha. Right? When he had a, when Judge Kavanaugh had an interview with Martha, they said, "Huh, the guy didn't fight back. He seemed so wimpy. He wasn't really denying it. He was kind of denying it. Yes, he denied it, but he really wasn't strong." People said, "You could tell he's guilty." He goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee, sits there, makes it very clear that he wrote it, and one of his law clerks reviewed it and edited it, you know, just to make sure he wasn't missing anything. That's it. Not a set of attorneys, not political consultants, not folks that wanted to make sure he sugarcoated. He did it himself. I want you to know, I happened to be in Washington, D.C. at the time, and my wife and I were in a hotel room. We were crying. We both had tears in our eyes. I don't know if any of you did. Maybe it was just me. But I could feel it. Just like my mom could feel it was time to marry my dad, right? It was the right thing to do. Just like some of you think you feel that Dr. Ford is telling the truth. Fine. Are my feelings less valid? Because I believe that was an innocent man fighting for his name. Forget a stinking job. Fighting for his name. For his reputation. For his piece of society. A man who said, "I'm going to raise myself up to a public service." Do you understand that a Supreme Court justice does not make as much as you pick the famous lawyer? Not the one filing bankruptcy, the creepy porn lawyer. Not that guy who had all of his wages attached. You guys know him. Do you not fight for your life? Do you put down a man and say, "Oh, you fought too much, not enough"? We're going to come back. Just a minute. Stay with us. On the Real Side, I'm Arif Halaby with Joe Messina. Right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
In less than 2 years of Republican leadership, America has achieved the biggest comeback in our history.
True.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue Make America Great Again rally in Minnesota.
Jobs are booming, wages are rising, and the number of Americans working right now, today, has reached an all-time high in our history.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh, one step closer to a confirmation vote, as a couple of key Republicans signal they have no problem with the FBI's seventh investigation.
None of the allegations have been corroborated.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Hallaby, your ever faithful host. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow night, staying with you live and in person. That's me. Trying to be here to look. Part of the conversation that I want you to be a part of is to understand two things. Number one, you are critical to making a change with those that know you. You may not have a world stage. You may not have a radio show. You may not have a billboard company that you're in charge. Wear a sandwich sign. Go to the corner. You can start. You can make a difference. Walk up and down with a tutu and a sandwich sign. People will notice you. Or you can have a conversation with those that call you friend. But you have to be respectful. Be decent. Listen and speak. Listen and speak in that order. Right? Listen to understand. Don't listen to wait your turn to speak. In other words, let people have a chance to hear your side, but you got to be willing to listen to theirs. And you can refute it with facts. Intelligent people will pay attention. Get away from the emotion. As soon as people start bringing up calling me names or bringing up names, I go, listen, it's over. Because the goal is now to reduce us to third grade. At El Dorado Elementary, I remember it. Third grade, call you a name, throw some sand at you, and that means I'm right. The louder you scream, ask Jeff Flake in an elevator, the louder you scream, the more you must be right. I think you have to pay attention. The way that they attack Judge Kavanaugh, when you can't win on the argument, when you can't win on his judicial temperament, he said this. My wife and I were sitting in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. We were there for other business. Sat down and we said, oh my gosh, here he is. And he said, advise and consent has turned into search and destroy. He said, the Senate's job. I wish they would have had a camera. A split-screen camera. You know who controls the room. But they should have had a split-screen camera where you had every single Democrat as he was yelling at them and looking at them in their eye. The shame those individuals would feel. You realize they don't believe it. I mean, you know this. Cory Booker doesn't believe it. He's playing a game, Mr. Spartacus. You know Blumenthal, who said if you lie about something, you must be lying about everything. Mr. Vietnam veteran, stolen valor guy. Right, that guy's a stinking crook. He stole valor. Didn't have anything in his life that said, let me tell you what I did. Let me show you my accomplishments. Let me show you where I gave back to the community. Instead, he had to steal the men and women that served in Vietnam's valor. Or Dianne Feinstein, who, oh, it's only 20 years. Only 20 years, a Chinese spy. Chinese spy in her office. But hey, at least she was shocked. Shocked. Okay, well, that's as long as you were really shocked. Were you really shocked or really, really shocked? Because as long as you were really, really shocked, then I guess that checks the box of appropriate reaction. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she held the letter. She was in a private meeting with him. She could have said, hey, tell me about this. What do you know about this? I got this letter. In a private meeting with Judge Kavanaugh, never brought it up. She had 6 weeks to have the FBI do an investigation. For 6 weeks, if their conversation about investigations needed were truthful, why did they wait 6 weeks? Look, have a conversation about the facts with your friends and family. He might still be guilty. But do you realize the party that many of these folks subscribe to, it's not really about truth and justice in the American way. It's about search and destroy. So they can't beat him on his record. So then they bring out this Trump card at the last minute. Pun is intended, by the way, so you can raise your left hand. And they sit down and they say, well, hey, what about this? Aha. And they leak it. And they leak it. The Democrats leak the letter. They take Dr. Ford and they put her in a spotlight. Shame on her for trusting the Democrats. Shame on her. Right? She was an operative before, but not in this way. She didn't mean, probably, to come out as a... Now, listen, she allowed her lawyers to lie. No question about that. I'm afraid of flying, except to Costa Rica and Hawaii. I'm afraid of flying, except to Europe. It's pretty good. I don't like tight spaces. Well, not says the boyfriend of 6 years. She's okay with tight spaces. Never heard that before. Oh, okay. I don't know anything about polygraph tests. Well, not true, because one friend says she helped prep another friend to pass a polygraph. And then, of course, they come out. I love it. They come out and they say, the lady who was supposedly prepped says that never happened. Oh, you think? She doesn't want to go to prison. Oh, you think? She doesn't want to be accused of perjury. So probably not. Probably not. I think you have to pay attention to the facts. Use that for those conversations. Come and join us on Twitter. Join us on Facebook. Of course, listen, guys, you can follow us. Join the chat rooms. Have a conversation about this. Cite the facts. You don't have to get into the emotion. When Judge Kavanaugh now comes before them, they can't beat him on the facts. What do? They say, well, now we don't like your temperament. I mean, I don't know about you. I probably have calendars from, you know, my working days because I worked multiple jobs. Many, many times, two, three jobs a day. I would sleep in my car. I mean, I got those stories. All of us have something. I probably have those somewhere, but no way in the details, certainly not back to junior high or high school. They didn't think he would have them. Is that not stunning? And they show his calendar. They can't beat him on that, so they go after the yearbook. Really, you guys? My Democrat friends, I think you need to sit down and say, come on, you guys, I think we lost this fight. You see, here's the problem. This is the biggest problem the Democrats are going to have. They used all of their ammunition and their credibility on a conservative seat anyway. Yeah, Justice Kennedy was probably 40% liberal. That's fine. But when Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat is up, Justice Souter, you realize those two seats are coming up. If President Trump wins another election, he will put in one, probably two more conservatives. And instead of using all of this ammunition and this vile and disgusting rhetoric for one of the for sure liberal votes, they used it on a swing vote. They swung hard. Give them some credit. You heard Judge Kavanaugh. He said, listen, I give you credit. You did your best. And you look behind him, what do you see? You see his wife crying. I don't know about any of you that love somebody deep enough to where you hurt when they hurt. But I cried when she cried. I think some of you need to pay attention for a minute. This whole thing is getting a little bit out of control. It's getting a bit ridiculous. I mean, after a few minutes, you say, all right, oh, wow, this is a big deal. Let's figure it out. Oh, guess it didn't happen. Why isn't it enough of you having a conversation. What do you think is going to happen next? I think people are going to take the message. They're going to put stuff into their own hand. Vigilantism, political speaking. I think you're going to see enough people say, listen, enough is enough. And that's probably what we need. We don't need vigilantism on the street, but what we need is somebody to stand up. You guys have to say enough. My representative is a sham. I don't know. Depends on where you live. Mine is. But in fact, both of mine are. My state senators are a joke. Both of them sat on the judicial committee and didn't stand up for decency. Are you more afraid of your husband, your son, your brother, your dad being accused, or your daughter being attacked? I think you need to think twice about that. All it takes is one accusation and their career is finished. They use it as a weapon. They went after all of the political hosts on Fox News. Sean Hannity fought back. You know that. It's the only reason he's still on. Fox Business had a host. They took him off the air, gone for good. He fought back, and he made it. He came back, but how long did it take? Charles Payne had to fight for his name because a black man, educated, intelligent, wealthy, successful, conservative. Shock. Let's fight. And what does he do? He fought back. You see, they don't care about race. They care about being right. Even if they're not telling the truth. They don't want you to follow. Listen, they don't want the truth. Here's why. Because if the conversation is about truth, if it's about facts, they lose. But if it's about feelings, they win. So you need to realize you're not fighting a fair battle. Right? Look, you've heard me say this before. If you follow any of the shows that I've done in the past, it's simple. The left thinks the right is evil. The right thinks terrorists are evil. If that's the case, you treat them accordingly. Be very careful. As we continue with The Real Side with Joe Mesita, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay with me. I'm Arif Halaby. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Luminesse. Luminesse takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesse twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesse, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby. Your guest host, filling in for the ever-faithful Joe Messina, will be here tomorrow night. Blues Brothers, right? Blues Brothers? I think it was. Isn't that weird? I'm not a movie nut, but sometimes when you hear those iconic conversations, right, whether it's about, I don't know, wearing sunglasses in a car at night with half a pack of cigarettes, you just kind of remember it. It doesn't happen every day, at least not in my world. All right, we're talking about a man who's fighting for his life. Look, there's a point in time earlier on today's news conference where they leave the judicial judgment, judicial, I don't know if the word, temperament, I guess that's the word. And you go to a man fighting for his life and his name. Here's a good example. I'm going to sock you in the arm. And well, how did you react? Well, because you didn't react exactly the way I would have reacted, you must be a bully. Say, well, wait a second, you hit me first. Yes, but, you know, you should have reacted this way. You say, well, wait a second. You're the one that started it. You don't get to control my reactions. You don't get to, right, this isn't the Soviet Union. This isn't Nazi Germany, where you control my reactions. And I'm sorry I didn't just please you just right, that my reactions to your insults, abhorrent comments about me, my wife, my kids, my family name, I just didn't react the way that fit into your little bubble. Now, why is it that we allow them, the left, the media, the mainstream media, the fake news, to tell you how you're supposed to react and whether or not it's appropriate? Try to tell them how they're supposed to feel. My gosh. They'll call you all sorts of names. Before you know it, you're feeling something you shouldn't be feeling and talking the way you shouldn't be talking. And your life goes down this cornerstone of this alleyway that is not based in truth. It's based on this little fake... I love this. Remember the story? The king has no clothes. No clothes. Well, everybody was afraid to tell the king something truthful. So we pretended to pretend. So we have boys saying they're girls, and nobody says, well, no, you're really a boy. We say, trust science, except when you're genetics. Trust science. Well, that girl up in Seattle, remember the lady who said, I'm a female black, and she's as white as they can be. And she would just tan or wear the fake, the makeup on the face. And then she got her hair permed. And she was the head of the local NAACP. She was supposed to be a mixed race individual. She was not. She was as white as they come, but she just had this psychological, literally they said it was an illness. And by the time they interviewed her parents, like, oh, no, she's not adopted. No, there's no African-American, heritage in our family. And so then, of course, she resigns and she goes down this road of I'm sorry. And then she pops back up in, I don't know, Vogue or Cosmopolitan or Time or one of the magazines that just sits there and tries to give you, well, she felt like she was black. I'll tell you what. You want to play this game? I'm all right with that. Hey, listen, I'm not going to fight you. I have an 18-year-old son who feels like he's an 18-year-old African-American female. Can you please send the scholarship money to my house? Because I'll take it. I'll take the scholarship money, and I want half of the SBA business money that you give to minorities. Because I think as an underprivileged American Indian, which is what I'm going to claim to be, female, by the way, I want reparations. No. I want free Small Business Administration government subsidized loans where I can be half of whatever I want to be and I don't have to take it. Can you see how crazy this is going to be? Have you seen the young lady who got beat up and had to go to the hospital because there was a male saying that he was a female and he was part of the wrestling group? And, of course, he beat the daylights out of her. Fractured face, fractured jaw, broke, gone. Or the man who dressed like a young lady, who ran in track. Surprise, he won first place. Listen, if the left wants to play this, you unleash the dragon. Right? It comes out of when all of a sudden up is down and left is right, and how dare you think that men should use men's restrooms and women should use women's restrooms. I'll give you an example. My friends in Texas, there are many of you out there. Why don't you go to the chat room and tell me what would happen if a male went into your female bathroom, said he was I felt like a female today, and your wife is in there with her two young daughters. What do you think would happen? I didn't say in Hollywood. I said in Texas. You pick the town, except for maybe Austin. What? What? Yeah, you probably would chase the son of a gun out. And I have a feeling he might slip and fall at least once on the way out the door. You'd say, buddy, look at the outside of the door. It says men. It says women. I purposely won't shop at certain stores. Target is not a friend of mine anymore. Not interested. Somehow, common sense left, where all of a sudden men going into young women's dressing rooms are supposed to be okay. Yeah, guys, I don't know what happened. But you're the only ones that can fight this. I'm not saying being a jerk. I'm not saying being insensitive. But there's a line between common sense, right? You feel it. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. You feel something's wrong in a room. Something's not right. Can you get any more obvious than, oh, I don't know, your gender? Because all of a sudden, the money that's been set aside to help young women start businesses or minority males start businesses, all of a sudden that's going to go where? To wherever anybody says today they're that race. Title IX, I have a feeling that's going to change. Right? Where sports teams, scholarships. You guys have to stand up. Because when Dianne Feinstein, when her set of rules, when Cory Booker, when his set of rules, when Senator Blumenthal, when their set of rules somehow decide at the end of the day that the only thing that matters is the way they feel and that their actions don't matter. Dianne Feinstein had a spy for 20 years in her staff from China, and she hid it from you for 5 years. Did you know that? She hid it from you when she was the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, chairwoman. Blumenthal stole valor when he was the attorney general. That meant his job was to enforce the law. He was the chief law enforcement officer of Connecticut. Sidney Blumenthal decided, it's not a big deal. I'm just going to, say that I'm a Vietnam veteran. Stole the valor. Cory Booker beats his ex-girlfriend. Right, what about Ellison? Oh, my gosh, is that another Democrat? Keith Ellison decides domestic violence is the way to communicate. Yeah. You guys, you have to stand up for this because nobody else is going to. I took a look when all of a sudden this guy doxing, right? Doxing, what that means is you're outing. You're outing the personal information of senators. And what do you have? Front page of Fox News. I immediately went over to CNN. Didn't see it. I said, I'll check back. Maybe they're just catching up. Maybe their news staff is at lunch. I'll come back. I come back. Nowhere to be found. Why? Very simply, it was a Democrat staffer. It was a Democrat staffer's that worked for key Sheila Jackson Lee, key Democrat leaders. That man worked for them, and he stole the information, the personal information, the addresses, and in fact threatened to release the names and addresses of their children and the health history of their children. And this man worked for Democrats, and CNN didn't cover it. Shame on you, CNN. Shame on you, BSNBC. You should have known better. Why did you do that? You're supposed... Look, just pretend to be truthful for a little bit. Just pretend to be fair. Right? Just throw us a bone now and again. Give us a true story that's President Trump that's good. It's nice. Tell us something that's decent about Judge Kavanaugh. Oh, by the way, he coached girls basketball for free. He helped young ladies as they tried to grow and become independent and strong. Oh, yeah, he did that. Instead, you have what? You have these incredible lying accusations. Rightful or wrong. But the creepy porn lawyer, you heard him. He goes out there and has his conversations. Brings out some wacky rules. And all of a sudden, everybody turns around and who knows what? Nothing. Nobody's doing anything wrong. The doxing conversation isn't even anywhere to be found that I can find on any page one or two in any of the front locations of CNBC or CNN. Why? Why isn't it on there? Right? And if they bring it up, if finally CNN has a conversation about it, they're not going to say it's a Democrat staffer. They will if it was a Republican, but not if it's a Democrat. Folks, stay with us. I want you to go to the real site. Go to our website. You can take a look at some of the old shows. Go to Facebook Live. You can even go to the chat rooms as we continue. Thanks for being with me on The Real Side. I'm Eric Hallaby for Joe Messina. Stay with him tomorrow night.